I say D-O-D. I say D-O-D-G. Say D-O-D. Hey, what's going on? Dodgers, by the way, in at Coors Field right now, they are 2-2, bottom five. Dodgers have left 8 runners on base in the first 5 innings of this game. So they may come to regret that. But you know what I'm feeling, John? I'm feeling a Kenley Jansen save today. Number one on his way to 35.
Hopefully they'll be far enough ahead where they don't have to use him.
Looks like it's going to be a tight one. Looks like it's going to be Kenley time. Cue the Tupac. California
They won't play Tupac on the road.
They won't play it on the road.
No, they won't play it on the road. But, I mean, in my mind, that's what's going to happen. All right, so the Dodgers, obviously, incredibly big favorites, made a huge addition during the offseason with Trevor Bauer. And basically, you take a great pitching staff and you add the reigning Cy Young Award winner. They have unbelievable depth in their rotation. They've got a really, really good lineup, everyday lineup. They've got 3 MVP candidates. I think at the end, Mookie, Bellinger, and Corey Seager, any of the 3 could be in the MVP race, and multiple of them could be in the MVP race. And here's Buster Olney. He says that this Dodgers team could break records.
This is a team that's so good. I mean, think about last year's 60-game season. We shouldn't take all those numbers at face value. They were beating their opponents by an average of 2.5 runs per game. So I think not only the Dodgers, adding Trevor Bauer, having the incredible rotation that they have, where even David Price isn't as sure to spot in the rotation, it wouldn't shock me if they were to challenge the 98 Yankee standard of 114 wins, the Mariner standard of 2001 of 116 wins, and go well over plus 300 in run differential and become the first team since those 98 to 2000 Yankees to go back-to-back in championships.
Wow. He's really high on this team. Here he is on the players that have been brought in.
This team now has had repeated success. That becomes a weapon for this franchise. They've won the World Series now. There's an expectation that they're going to get there. And when they go into the postseason, all of that experience and the culture there will work on their behalf. It's part of what makes them such a dangerous team. The players have all bought into the idea of depth and of keeping everybody fresh and using a lot of players.
And here he is. Good. World Series champs, who he's calling it for.
I think they're absolutely going to do it. That was my pick because of the additions they made and because of the maturity. I mean, even though they've been around in the postseason in recent seasons, they're still a relatively young team with guys like Cody Bellinger and Walker Buehler. And now you add an older guy like Trevor Bauer to the rotation. And if they need help, like the Yankees, like the Mets, I think they'll go and add during the season.
All right, so May 2nd and 3rd, one out, bottom of the 5th. Kershaw is struggling.
Yep.
You said that this was the time last year where you might want to get him out. Do you let him pitch through this 2nd and 3rd, 5th inning, tie game at 2? I think he's thrown 80-something pitches.
52.
Well, the other guy, then that was the other starter came out. So he's only thrown 52
pitches.
I would leave him in.
Yeah, I would leave him in, too. Did they pull the infield in? I'm trying to see if they pulled the infield in on this.
No.
One away,
double
runners
play
in second
depth
and third.
With one
double
out.
Play depth. There you go. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that for you. Yeah, I mean, I think you let Kershaw go. You let Kershaw go. He's allowed 5 hits through 5 innings. But, again, second and third and one away in the bottom of the 5th for the Rockies.
So if you happen to be the other team that's facing the Dodgers at the start of a playoff series, you're very likely to see, in order, Kershaw, Buehler, Trevor Bauer. That's pretty brutal.
Really tough. Really tough. Yeah. And by the way, don't sleep on World Series hero Julio Urias or Dustin May in that
it's rotation. It's not Urias, it's Urias.
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 Yeah, they look at 3 different pronunciations from you.
Well, I'm going to trust Jorge. I say Urias.
Urias.
So I said Urias.
Yeah.
That's what I said. Call him Julio. That's it. Done.
Yeah, Julio. We only know one great Julio. Julio Urias.
That's right.
All right. So we'll keep you up to date on all that. You know, Lindsay asked something interesting, and the Rockies tack on a run on an infield ground outfielder's choice. 3-2 Rockies, now bottom five. Is anything but a World Series a disappointment for this team? In other words, as a fan,
I'll just speak from being a Laker fan. If the Lakers don't win the title, I think most Laker fans will be disappointed. They've set the bar that high, and I think the Dodgers are the same way. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy the season and enjoy the ride, but the goal is to defend the title.
Yeah,
for both
those
teams.
Baseball is so tricky. You know, the thing about the NBA is, if you're in a playoff series and you've got Anthony Davis and LeBron James and Andre Drummond and the rest of this group that we've got, generally speaking, over a 7-game series, talent wins out. Right? The best teams generally win. The number one, number two seeds generally are the teams that go to the finals. In baseball, a team like, and I'll go to 2 years ago, the Washington Nationals, who got off to an awful start and squeaked their way into a wild card game, went on to win the World Series. That summarizes the unpredictability of baseball. Just because if you've got LeBron and AD and Drummond, you're going to win. If you've got Mookie, Bellinger, and Seager, you can't guarantee it.
Right. Well, because, by the way, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, because, Mace, the pitcher is so important. You could have a modern-day murderer's row. The Angels have done that for the past couple of years, set up a really impressive offense. But if you got a lousy pitcher, it's like not having a goalie in hockey. You know, if you don't have a good goalie in hockey, you're probably not going to win.
But even with the pitching, even though they can go Kershaw, Bueller, Trevor Bauer, it's still not a guarantee. One of those guys has a bad start and it's over.
Right under his glove.
Yeah, very close, very close. By the way, you can always reach the show, 877-710-ESPN. We haven't taken any calls today. And John, you know how I feel about callers, right?
Yeah, you think they're idiots.
877-710-ESPN. Lines are open for you. You can also tweet us at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E, at L-A, Ireland. And you can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. We get really interesting emails. I try to respond to them, too. And occasionally we get to read one on the air, read a couple on the air. Meanwhile, last night, the other story that I thought was disappointing, this was a disappointing story, was Andre Drummond's debut. He left after 14 minutes with a toe contusion, John. The Lakers are just getting bit by the injury bug. It's just bad luck.
Right. Well, a lot of teams have, because of COVID, a lot of teams have had, you know, major injury hassles. I personally don't overreact to these injuries very much unless the Lakers are going to slide out of the playoffs. Well, as long as they're in the playoff picture and can get everybody healthy, I think they'll be fine. But it is, you're right, it is a little freaky. You know, that first AD, then LeBron, and then last night after 15 minutes, Drummond out.
Right. Very disappointing. And the Lakers really were not competitive from that point on. Milwaukee steamrolled them.
Well, Milwaukee's, I don't know how competitive you can expect the Lakers to be. If take the two best players off of any team.
Sure. Well, we're gonna see it with Harden out now for the Nets and Durant out for the Nets.
Right, and
two best players.
But they still have Kyrie because they're a three-headed monster. We have all three of our best players out.
Yeah, no, it's going to be very tough, and I think I'm resigned to the fact that we are going to drift down and wind up in a play-in.
That's possible, but I can still root against that. Let's see what happens over the next month or two.
Rockies score again. It is Rockies 4, Dodgers 2. Kershaw still in the mound. It is bottom 5, 2 away, and Kershaw is getting dinged up a little bit here. So Rockies have doubled up now on the Dodgers 4-2. John, I wanted to ask you about, you know, we always talk about people reinventing themselves, right? Becoming a different person, saying, hey, what I was before, I'm not anymore.
Well, you know, a lot of people come to LA to do that. LA is the place to come if you want to reinvent.
Yeah. By the way, let's sneak a call in. Kenny in Palmdale. Kenny, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
What's up, Mace? Now, this is between me and you, because Ireland just can't talk on these issues, Mace.
Okay, so it's okay. Me and Kenny doing this.
That's right. Okay, listen. Okay, we still need some help. Our team's just not good enough. You know, John chewed into you a week or so ago and treated you like a kid, quite frankly, man.
He did.
And we know that. And actually,
after that Utah game, and I said they had no fight in them, and John said, you're ridiculous.
Right. And usually it's the other way. Mason, I disagree with you always, okay?
Thank you. Thank
but here's
you.
The thing. We definitely need some help. I don't think even when we were healthy in the beginning of the season with, Anthony Davis and LeBron and our team, I just don't think besides those two players we're very good. I'm very happy we got Drummond. I still think we need some help. I fear the Clippers, which I hate saying. I hate saying that. I do.
All right.
I still think we need some help, guys.
Let me ask you a question.
I hear you, Kenny.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How did they win the title last year if you don't think they're good enough?
Here's the thing. I think we dodged a bullet by not teaming up with getting the Clippers, okay? I really do think we dodged a bullet. And I hate when the Lakers play it down and say it's not a rival. It is a rival. We do not like the Clippers. And they probably, John, I think they would have beat us last year, honestly.
But they couldn't even beat Denver.
Denver, I know. But guess what? Teams match up different. Clippers always get up to play us, and I think they would have beat us. Sad to say it. So
right, and I'll be interested to see, by the way, Boogie Cousins or DeMarcus Cousins has joined the Clippers all of a sudden.
Not yet, but they're talking.
Oh, they're
right, and that's what I'm saying. I think we need some help, guys.
Well, here's what they need. They need a 3-and-D wing. They need to add one 3-and-D wing. And there are a couple of guys that I think are going to wind up on the buyout market that are excellent candidates. One is Otto Porter Jr. would make a ton of sense for the Lakers. He is now in Orlando. And the other one is in Houston. That's Avery Bradley. I think if you add either one of those guys, you're solidifying that category of guys who defend really well and guys who can drop a three.
But, Kenny, let me talk to you about your fear of the Clippers. I respect the Clippers. I like Ty Lue a lot. He was a Laker, won two rings with us. I thought he was going to be our coach before that deal fell through.
Agreed.
But the Clippers haven't earned this respect that you're giving them. They can't get out of the second round. The other night they lost to Orlando at home. The Clippers have this thing where they haven't been able to get over the hump. What makes you think they could do it against the Lakers?
Because they get up for these big games. The Lakers play these big games down, John. They keep
You're talking about regular season games, not
regular
playoffs.
Season.
Everybody's up for the playoffs.
But guess what? We haven't faced him in the playoffs. And I just, for some reason, trust me, I hate saying the Clippers, I fear them, because I can't stand them. I hate them so much.
I hate them.
And Mason is on board with that. And, John, you have to play a little neutral. We get that.
Yes.
Here's the thing. I hate them. And I do fear them a little bit. And it bothers me that they're getting – I wanted Boogie. And you guys have been saying the other day, John, you didn't want him. And I know you guys were kind of saying that maybe he doesn't have what he used to have. He played pretty good for the Rockets. And I really wanted to see him last year with our team. He was excited to play with LeBron. And I wanted to just give him a shot, right?
Well, okay, Kenny, wait a minute. Would you rather have Boogie than Andre Drummond?
I'll take them both. I'll take Big right now. Get rid of Marc Gasol. See you later, bud. Okay?
Marc Gasol hasn't been
great
terrible.
Guy. See you later. Okay?
No, Marc Gasol has been. I mean, he's been sick and all that, and so you feel for him. But he's not been good
for
the Lakers.
Yeah, so I'll take those two guys as my big. We really got hurt by not signing Dwight. He was amazing for us, right? And why let him go? Why?
Well, Dwight hasn't had a very good year in Philly.
John, I know you would hands down rather him on our team than Marc Gasol right now.
Yep, absolutely
he's been
would.
Terrible, okay? He brings energy. Look what he did to Jokic last year. He got him annoyed and frustrated. He brings energy. So I understand. I just need help. I think our team needs a little bit of help. And I think we got one more spot, right?
We have a roster spot left, yes. It's reserved for a 3-and-D wing, and I think it'll happen, Kenny.
No, tell me this. Can we get rid of Dudley and have two spots? John, can you answer that?
I don't know the answer. I think that
Or is it too late to waive somebody?
No. I as long as that person's available, you could do that. But there is a date, Kenny, and I need to look it up, where you got to be on the roster in order to be on the playoff roster. and that's what I have to check. But no, it's not. Right, it's
well,
not too late.
Guys.
Okay.
All right, Kenny. Thank you, man.
Later.
Appreciate it. Yep, we are both amazing. I agree.
I don't. I'm not as down on this current group. When they get healthy, I think they're still the team to beat.
Look, when this team is healthy, it's a completely different story. I think people though are a little like, okay, I'll make a prediction. Lakers are going to wind up in the play-in tournament. They will win and be the 7.
Not impossible. If you look at the next 7 games on the schedule, I'm not sure they're favored in them. And Kershaw just got another hit. Man, he's like a hitting
machine.
He's
bad. I told you, coming into this game, he was a .357 hitter at Coors Field.
It's ridiculous. They should maybe. You know what? If we had Dave Roberts is a pretty by the book guy.
Yep.
If we had Joe Maddon as manager, he might hit Kershaw 7th or 8th.
Yeah,
when they do that.
Come on, Kershaw.
I think we are going to see the Clippers in the first round.
You think the Clippers will be the 2?
I think they'll be the 2. They're only 2 games out of the 2.
Okay, keep it. All I'm going to tell you is pay attention to the last 30 games for Utah and Phoenix. I think that's the 1-2.
You think that's the 1-2 and the Clippers are the 3.
Now, but the Lakers could end up at the 6. Your prediction that they meet each other in the first round, is it impossible?
No, it isn't.
Yeah, they're gonna be the road team in the first round of the play. They're gonna open the playoffs on the road, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so we may get the Clippers in the first round. That's what
but believe it or not, I think the Lakers have a better road record than home record. Part of that might have to do with the fact that there are no fans. But
by the way, I want to ask you about that. I want to ask you about the fan situation.
Okay.
Coming up next. Plus, I mentioned this about reinventing yourself. I think it's really interesting. We get that coming up for you, too. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
What's going on? We'll let you know. Dodgers have the bases loaded. It is the top of the 6th. Nobody out. They trail the game 4-2. So we'll let you know when something happens there. Hopefully the Dodgers get on the board here. They've left a lot of runners on base today.
Well, now the bases are loaded. So, I mean, if they don't cash in here, that number goes way up.
All right. So let me ask you this. We moved to a new tier.
Yeah.
In terms of public safety around the pandemic. And one of the things that has happened with this new tier is that you were allowed now, 50 starting on Monday, 50% capacity on indoor dining. It's one of the things. We're allowed 33% capacity on outdoor sporting events. Now, we're allowed 25% capacity on arenas and indoor venues. Why haven't we gotten to the point where we bring fans in? Isn't this really close to going on?
Yes, I've got to be a little cagey here, but I'll tell you what I know. These conversations about getting fans back in the building, particularly getting fans into Staples Center, are happening every single day. The people that handle ticketing, the people that handle traffic flow at games have been at the last few Laker games. And the rumor, and at this point it's just a rumor, there is nothing official on this. But I know that there are several people, the answer you get if you ask them officially is we are going with the guidelines of the county.
Right.
All right, they're very, very strict about it. Like even people who know me and are friends with me say, we can't do anything without the county. We're going to the county. But the number I keep hearing that they are targeting is 10% fans when the Lakers come back from this road trip. I don't know if it'll happen like right on the 15th when they play Boston, which is the first game back. But I think before the end of the month, you're going to have actual paying fans inside Staples Center. I don't know if it'll be 10%. I know that's what they were targeting. Could be a little bit more, could be a little bit less. But I personally would be surprised unless the county changes. You know, they took us from the red tier. I think we're in the orange tier now.
We're in the orange tier, yeah.
Unless the county changes negatively, like goes back to it says our numbers have gone up, we've got to be more careful. If they keep going on the curve that they're moving on, I think we're going to see fans in Staples before the end of the month.
But let me ask you, I mean, museums, zoos, aquariums can all expand from 25% to 50% capacity.
Right.
Churches, 50% capacity. Indoor dining, 50% capacity. Gyms, 25% capacity. I mean, how is it that we haven't hit this benchmark yet?
Well, I think you could. I think that that's the goal. I personally would be surprised if they come out and say, all right, 50% go. I think they're going to ramp up to it. And, Mace, it could be as quick as, like, game to game. Like, you could have a game on a Tuesday where there's 10%, and then if they get the permission of the county by the weekend, it's not like they don't want fans to come back. They desperately want them to come back. It's not like they're keeping them out for a reason.
No, not suggesting that.
But to answer your question, I think this is where it's heading. I think you are going to be able to. Now, I think tickets, like you were saying, Dodger tickets are pricier than usual because there aren't as many of them.
Well, and they had a lottery for opening day. I'm guessing that I did not win in the lottery department because I haven't heard from them. It's a week from today.
Yeah, and I don't know whether or not they are going to have, and the Dodgers have tied it up.
Oh, let me pass this along. April single game tickets for Dodgers games are on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay, there you go.
So tomorrow at 10 a.m., April single game tickets are for sale. And they're letting it go open to all fans as opposed to season ticket holders. It's like wide open. Season tickets will kick in, I think they said, in May. So this is wide open tomorrow at 10 a.m. if you want single game tickets for Dodgers games for the month of April.
Now, the difference between the Dodgers and the Lakers, and Jeannie brought this up when she was on with Stephen A. Smith the other day, is that the Dodgers are an outdoor venue and the Staples Center is an indoor venue. So the Dodgers are going to have bigger crowds, at least initially, than the Lakers probably will have. But the Lakers are spending tons of time, tons of effort. I know they're talking to the county every day. I'll be shocked if by the end of this month there won't be any fans in there. I don't want to speculate because I don't know anything, but
yeah,
just everything I've seen and heard and what they've been working towards, I'd be surprised if it doesn't happen to some extent before
all
the
right,
end of the month.
So I wanted to bring this up. Reinventing yourself is an interesting thing. Now, I don't think I've ever – have you ever reinvented yourself? You've just always – you came fully assembled.
Yeah, but a lot of people come to L.A. to do that and kind of, you know, it – I remember I was watching that movie, The People versus Larry Flint. Remember when Woody Harrelson is playing Larry Flint? And he says, this is L.A. Everybody comes here and just reinvents themselves. It's kind of like the reinvention capital of the world. What made you think of it?
Reminds me of the time I got stoned with Woody Harrelson.
That's a long list.
It is a long list.
It's not an exclusive club.
All right, so A-Rod, who has clearly reinvented himself, he says, I think so many people spend so much time doing and I think taking a step back and really trying to architect your next move 3 or 5 years of your life is important. John, have you been an architect of your next three or four years of your life?
The ones coming up?
Yeah.
No, and it's interesting. You know, I think you and I both have kind of known where the road is going for maybe the past 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to chart out. Neither one of us know what the next 5 years is going to look like. We don't know, professionally what's happening. You know, you just kind of, I've had to kind of, readjust the way I think, cause I'm always one of these people who's overly organized.
Yes.
But you know, who knows what's,
see, I think we're here in 5 years.
Well, but our contracts are up in a year and a half.
Yeah. I think they're going to, why would they not extend us?
I think the medium is changing.
Yeah.
And, you know, our contracts with the teams are coming up. I mean,
But that's what I'm doing with the podcast. That's why I'm trying to orchestrate, 3-5 years. I build a podcast and bring some audience with us. By the way, A-Rod will be on with Mike Greenberg tomorrow morning at 10:30. I just got that nugget. He says, number one, you make sure you have a passion for whatever you're going to do. There's nothing that can replace that. I think a lot of people, work doesn't have to be your passion. In our case, I think doing radio is my passion. I love doing this. It's the only thing I ever really wanted to do from the time I'm 15 years old. So I feel like I'm pursuing my passion. I feel like you're pursuing your passion.
Yeah,
you're
if you have a job you love, if you have a job you love doing, you're way ahead of most people.
Yeah, you're very lucky, very lucky. And a lot of people find their passion outside of what they do work-wise. Second, he says you should seek a mentor and a boss that you really admire, someone that is going to help you and someone that has your back and someone that is going to teach you how to win. He says his mentors, he credits his success and transformation to billionaire Warren Buffett before he passed away in 2010.
Wait a minute.
Oh, and before he passed, Buffett's alive.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett and George Steinbrenner before he passed away in 2010. He says he spent thousands of hours collectively just picking their brains and talking about best practices and actually being in the boardroom, winning and losing and learning. If it wasn't for my incredible mentors, I wouldn't be here today. Do you realize that he manages a fund that's worth millions of dollars?
A-Rod does?
Yeah, yeah. He learned that from Warren Buffett. It is never too late to reinvent yourself. Right. I guess that's the idea. I could reinvent myself.
Well, sometimes you have to. I think the pandemic has made it a necessity. Hey, by the way, now I would take Kershaw out. For the second consecutive inning, he's
and the score's 4-4, by the way.
Yeah, he's let the first two batters on.
Yeah.
Last inning, two of them scored. Right now, there are two on and nobody out. I would get out of there. I would get him out of there. By the way, did you see that story? Is it?
And there's the single that puts the Rockies ahead 5-4.
Yeah, I don't understand why. We've seen this movie. We know how it ends. That's three consecutive hits. You got to get them out.
Yeah. So Dodgers down 5-4 now, bottom six.
Is it Blake Treinen that has a 100-mile-an-hour sinker?
Blake Treinen, I don't know if it's 100 miles an hour, but it is a
Oh, yeah, he threw
sinker.
One the other day.
Yeah, he threw
Did
one
he throw
on
100,
I think
sinker?
It was 101, actually.
Yeah, on Wednesday, he threw a 100-mile-an-hour sinker. Boy, how would you hit that? You can't even see it.
Really, really tough. And you know the way they're going to use him this year, John? They're not going to use him as the closer, even though he's got closer stuff without question and has been a closer, saved a bunch of games for the A's a couple of years ago. But they're going to use him. And this is one thing that gets lost on people. Everybody focuses on the closer, right? It's all about the closer. You know what? The closer comes in a clean inning and tries to get three outs. That's actually an easier job than coming into a game with two runners on and one out and trying to get out of that jam, like the seventh inning or the eighth inning. That's where Blake Treinen's going to be. He's going to be, to me, that's the most high-leverage role in a bullpen, is that guy that comes in late with runners on, not in the ninth inning, but in the seventh inning or the eighth inning. The closer job is actually easier than, for example, Kenley's job will be easier than Blake Treinen's job this year. Blake Treinen's going to be that spot guy who comes in a critical situation in the seventh or eighth inning.
All these dynamics that you were just explaining may happen in this game, although the Rockies now have runners on second and third and still nobody out, and Kershaw's still in the game. I don't understand why he's still in the game.
He's only thrown 72 pitches.
I don't care. He's getting lit up like a Christmas tree. Get him out.
Yeah. All right. We'll keep you up to date on that. And you know what? We've got who was the World Series hero last year aside from Corey Seager?
Well, Julio Urias.
Julio Urias. And we have got a Julio Urias bobblehead that we're going to give away. These things are super cool. They are from folks called Foco.com. They've got unbelievable bobbleheads and all kinds of merchandise. And this is a Julio Urias bobblehead with him holding the World Series trophy.
Can I play?
Say again?
Can I play to win it?
Ineligible.
Yes, you can play to win.
No, you're ineligible.
877-710-ESPN. Load up the phones. I got a dumb little game we will do related to Julio Urias, and somebody is going to win that bobblehead here on opening day. And we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the Dodgers. We also got Game of Games coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, pretty as term. In, you know, Kershaw just gave up a single there. Rockies now lead 6-4, 6-4, bottom six. A rough start for Clayton Kershaw, has now given up six earned runs. All right, so, John, we've got these really cool bobbleheads. Have you taken a look at these?
Yes.
Really cool. And we've got one, Julio Urias holding the World Series trophy. And it is a really cool bobblehead. Now, what I'm trying to do is to make these things un-Googleable. I have many people that suggest to me that when we do games, people are buying time and then Googling stuff. So I'm trying to make this un-Googleable.
Okay.
And I think I've done it. So we will give that away. I'm not sure if we've got the phones lit up yet.
Are you ready?
We're good. Yep, ready.
All right, Peter in Fontana. Hey, Peter, you're on 710 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Peter? All right, this is a game of closest without going over, okay?
Okay.
Over the last 2 years, how many innings has Julio Urias thrown?
80.
80, okay.
All right, Chris in Ventura. Hey, Chris.
I'm going to go 112.
112, okay. All right. Over the last 2 years, that's an interesting guess.
Dean in Monrovia. Hey, Dean.
About 45.
45 over the last 2 years, all right?
Okay. And Denard with a D?
Yes, 51.
51
for Denard. Okay. Mace, what's the answer?
The correct answer is 134 and two-thirds innings, which means that Chris is the winner.
All right, Chris gets the bobblehead. Thank you, Chris, for playing.
Chris, thanks a lot for listening. Hold on the line, and we'll get your information from
you. All right, so let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So in the fifth inning, Clayton Kershaw lets the first two runners on base.
Yeah.
And they both score, and the Dodgers fall behind 4-2. Then in the top of the sixth, the Dodgers score two to tie it 4-4. Then in the sixth inning, Kershaw lets the first two runners on. Then he lets a third runner on. He gives up three straight hits. What else does Dave Roberts need to see before he takes him out of this game?
Well, he did get two outs then. He just gave up. I think here's what's going on, John. If you keep an eye on this game, they're not hitting the ball hard off Clayton Kershaw. They're not ripping the baseball. They're not hitting home runs. The hard hit rate is very low.
Right,
they
but
really
he's
are
up,
hitting ground balls.
He's given up 10 hits in five innings. That's a lot.
I know, but they're not hitting the ball hard. I think that's why he's out there. I mean,
you know, they finally took him out.
Corey Knebel is
but only after
now.
They fell behind 6-4. After those two runners I talked about came in to score.
No, you're right. Could have gone to the hook faster there. Could have gone to the hook faster. Corey Knebel, by the way, is new to this team. This will be his Dodgers debut. He has had some really good years, particularly in Milwaukee. In Milwaukee, he had 39 saves in 2017.
Yeah, he only threw 13 innings last year.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was a pandemic-shortened season, but I think that this is the role you will see him in, is kind of a fifth, sixth, seventh inning guy to try and get you to the back of the bullpen.
Yeah, he's got a really good arm, really live stuff. He's got runners at first and second now, two away in the bottom of the sixth.
I remember
the Dodgers trailing by two.
Eric Karros had a great line once. He was on a good Dodger team, and they lost on opening day. And, of course, on opening day, every station, radio and TV and every newspaper is there because it's opening day.
Yep.
And so we get this huge gaggle around Karros, and it's like it's a playoff game. There's so many cameras and TVs. And somebody starts the questioning with, Eric, what happened? And Karros goes, well, we lost, but we have 161 more.
Yep.
I think we can find a victory.
Yep. And it's true. I mean, that's actually the great thing about baseball is that you don't have to suffer through losses during the regular season. Like, you know, they're playing again tomorrow, and they're playing the day after that, and the day after that, and it adds up to 162. You don't ever have to get especially high or especially low in baseball. In football, it's everything, right? I mean, when the Rams lose a game, I am devastated for an entire week.
Right.
Because I know I've got to wait a full week to sort of get past that and get a win. NBA is sort of in between, right? I mean, it's a game of streaks. It's a game of runs, literally a game of runs in the standings a lot of the time. You don't have to get incredibly worked up. And by the way, we're not especially worked up about the Lakers, and they are not playing well at all. They just don't have their two big stars. So you don't have to get too worked up about it because eight teams make the playoffs and eight teams got a shot.
Well, 10 now, actually.
Oh, you're right. 10 have a shot with the play-in.
And then the play-in tournament will get rid of two of them, and you'll be down to your eight. So I think that it's an overreact. Even if the Lakers go on a losing streak here, and they might, they're not going to be favored in most of these next seven games. They have a seven-game road trip that starts tomorrow night in Sacramento.
Yeah,
I don't know if they'll be favored in any of them. But even if they were to struggle for the entire trip, the only thing that really matters is that you finish in that top 10. Now, I've been a little greedy. I've been saying finish in the top six.
Yeah.
I don't know if without LeBron and AD if that's realistic.
Yeah, it may not happen.
But if you get in that top 10, I think if the Lakers end up in the play-in tournament, they'll win it as long as they get their people back.
Can I be honest? Even without LeBron and AD, I'm lowering my expectations dramatically, I still thought this group would be better.
How so?
I thought they would be more competitive against good teams.
Okay, so let's take a look.
I'm not saying bringing intensity or anything. I just thought they had more talent. The one thing we talked about coming into this year was the incredible depth and how much better this team got and all that stuff.
Okay, so let's take a comp that isn't having to do with the Lakers.
Okay.
When the Warriors, they win the title, and then they go to the finals and lose when both Klay and Durant got hurt.
Yes.
So the next year they come back, no Klay, no Durant. Okay?
Yep.
They still have Steph, still have Draymond. They stunk. Then Steph eventually got hurt, but they stunk. They finished with the worst record in the NBA last year because you took two of their best players off. If you took Lillard and McCollum off of Portland, if you took Chris Paul and Devin Booker out of Phoenix, if you took Kawhi and Paul George off of the Clippers, Mace, none of those teams would be competitive. None. You know, the only reason that Brooklyn has been able to stay competitive is because they have a three-headed monster. So even if one goes out, the other two are there, and if two go out, they still have one of them.
Right.
But there aren't a lot of teams in the NBA. Matter of fact, I can't think of one other than Brooklyn that if you took the two best players, and you have to remember in the case of the Lakers, you might have the two best players
in the NBA. Two of the top five players in the NBA.
Yeah, there's just no other team that can sustain it. Even the Celtics, with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, are a 500 team. With their two best players.
Right.
So I think you're undervaluing how much it matters if two great players come off the board. If two great players come off the board, the other guys are... Like Jeff Van Gundy said this last night during a broadcast. He said, next man up is the worst phrase ever to come out of sports because it insinuates that the next man up can replace the one you lost. And it's
correct.
Not true, or else he would be starting in the first place.
Right.
Next man up is coach speak. And it's something a team says.
And players will say, hey, it's next man up.
Yeah. Van Gundy, who can't help but be honest. That's why he gets paid a lot. And he's a lead analyst. Van Gundy said, next man up is never true, ever. He goes, you can get – and keep in mind, Mace, Van Gundy was the coach of that team in New York when you lived there, and they lost Ewing. And everybody, all the Knicks fans said, next man up.
But wasn't that next man up?
No. Van Gundy says that was learning how to play without your best player, but if his best player would have walked back in the door, the next man up is out. He's back on the bench. He said, next man up isn't fair. It insinuates that the guy that's in is as good as the guy that left, and that's never the case.
Yeah.
Especially with the Lakers.
All right. We'll let you know. Colorado leads the Dodgers 6-4. It is the top of the seventh inning. Corey Kniebel on the mound for the Dodgers, replacing Clayton Kershaw, who had a rough afternoon. Coming up next for you is Game of Games, and we are starting a new month, aren't we?
Yesterday started it.
Yesterday started
so
a new
I'm
month.
So I'm up 1-0.
Ireland's already won. Go figure.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is Game of Games time, and it is brought to you by our friends at Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. They are powerful. They are professional. It is in their name. They are our plumber, and they want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. I'm so disorganized, I couldn't find the sheet, and I still think I got the copy mostly right. All right, it is Game of Games time. It is John's game today, right?
Yes.
And John leads the month of April. We started on March the 31st, 1-0. John, what is the game today?
All right, everybody around here, Lindsay, Jorge, Mace, everybody around here likes food.
Yeah.
I have a list of the world's most unusual food items. Some of these are real. Some I made up. I don't have to say no Googling because Michael's not here.
Right.
You guys tell me real or fake. That's it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one. Bird nest soup. Bird's nest soup. Lindsay, is that real or fake?
I'll guess real.
Jorge.
I'll say fake.
Mace, break the tie.
I believe I've had bird's nest soup.
No.
So are you going real?
Yes, real.
It is real. It's exactly what it sounds like. The Japanese swiftlet bird makes its nest out of gummy saliva, which turns solid when exposed to air.
Ew.
The nest is then boiled into a soup. Many people die each year attempting to take these nests from the sides of cliffs. So, Mace, it is possible that you have had.
I think I did have bird's
nest soup.
This is from Japan, first of all.
All right. The next item, teoti. T-A-O-T-I-T, or T-I-E. Teoti. Lindsay, or Jorge, you go first. Real or fake?
Well, I'll say real.
Mace, real or fake?
You're not going to tell us what it is?
Not yet.
Oh. Teote.
T-A-O-T-I-E. Teote.
Well, I've smoked peyote.
Mm-hmm. Is teote a food?
I've never eaten teote, so I'm going to say no.
You're going fake.
Fake.
All right, Lindsay, break the tie.
I think it's fake.
Okay. It is fake.
Ah.
Teoti, Jorge, is the warthog from the movie Kung Fu Panda. I completely made that up.
Good job. Right.
Okay, next one. And
so it's Mason 2, Lindsay 1, Jorge 1?
You've got the lead, Mace.
No, right. I got both of those. I guess the same thing as Mace on both of those.
All right, okay, easy now,
Don't kill the judge. All
Simmer
right.
Simmer down.
Mason, you go first this time.
Simmer down. That's what my
Sure there.
Right. Simmer down.
Mace. Kanga. K-A-N-G-A. Kanga. Is that a real food or did I make it up?
That's a filet of kangaroo. Yes, it's real.
Okay. Lindsay.
No, it's fake.
Jorge.
I'll say real.
Jorge, you are 0 for 3.
Oh, man.
Kanga is the female kangaroo from the Winnie the Pooh books.
Oh, so not a filet of kangaroo.
No.
I was thinking of Kanga, like the hat, but I think that's actually Kangol.
Kangol, yeah. All right, so Lindsay has the lead. All right, then 3 for Lindsay, 2 for Mace, Jorge, Bupkis. The next one, Marmite, Lindsay. Marmite.
I think that's real.
You're saying that's a food.
Yep.
Or it might be Marmite. I don't know how to pronounce it, but you're going real. Okay. Jorge.
I don't think he's a character anywhere, so I'll say real.
You're going real. Mace.
I think that sounds like something from Australia. I'm going to say real.
Very good, Mace. All three of you get the point.
It's like Vegemite, right?
Marmite, also known as Vegemite, is simply yeast extract. It's found in the bottom of brew barrels and has a concentrated salty taste that people spread on toast and cheese. All right, so Lindsay 4, Mason 3, Jorge 1.
Ooh.
Okay, this one's to you, George. Ractagino. Ractagino. Is that a food or did I make it up?
I'll say fake.
You're going fake, Mace. Ractagino.
Ractagino.
R-A-K-T-A-G-J-I-N-O. Ractagino.
I'll say that's fake.
And George, did you say fake?
Fake, yeah.
All right, Lindsay, what are you going with?
It sounds kind of like ratatouille-ish, which is real, so I'll say it's real.
Lindsay, you should have gone with the boys.
Dang it.
Ractagino is the coffee that the Klingons drink on Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, the Ractagino.
Where do you find these things?
I don't know. I have useless knowledge all
like
over the globe.
I'd like a double Ractagino, please.
Yes, exactly.
And now right. Transport me.
Lindsay 4. Jorge 2. Mason 4. All right. Mace, this one comes to you. Wasp crackers. Wasp crackers. Mace, real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Okay, Lindsay.
I'm going to guess fake.
All right, Jorge,
real.
Break the tie.
I'm going real.
It is real. Mason takes the lead.
Yes.
A wafer-thin cracker or cookie that's filled with yummy wasp. This popular Japanese snack is usually stinger-free, but there have been several tongue-related injuries in the past.
Yeah. Okay. It's my day.
Well, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 left. What? We got time. Okay, here we go. Mace, you went first on that one, right?
Yes.
Lindsay, stinkheads. Stinkheads. Is that real or fake?
I'm going to guess fake.
All right, Jorge.
I'll go real.
Mace, break the
tie.
I'll
go fake.
Lindsay, or Jorge, you're the only one that got that.
All right.
Stinkheads is an Alaskan dish that involves fermenting the heads of king salmon. After the fermentation, you bury the heads for a few weeks, mash it into mush, and eat it. All right.
God.
Mace 5.
People will eat.
This is very close. Mace 5, Lindsay 4, Jorge 4.
Yeah.
Good comeback, Jorge.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Who went first on that one?
Lindsay,
you did, right? Okay, Jorge. Muktuk. M-U-K-T-U-K, Muktuk.
Face, I'll say fake.
You're going fake. Mace.
I'm going to go fake.
Lindsay.
I'm going to go real.
Oh, Lindsay ties for the lead. Well done, Lindsay. Muktuk is a Greenland delicacy made from frozen whale skin and blubber. The skin tastes like hazelnuts, and the fat is tough and chewy.
The crap
that sounded like
eat.
A Pokemon. I said, no, it's fake.
Okay.
George, Mason 5, Lindsay 5, Jorge 4.
And this is the last one, and then I have a tiebreaker if we
this
need it.
This is for everything.
This is the last one. Here we go. Mace, you have to go first.
Okay.
Crispy tarantulas. Crispy tarantulas.
They're
Mace,
really
real
good when
fake?
They're crispy. Fake.
All right, Lindsay.
I'm going to say that they're real because you can really cook anything, you know?
Okay, Jorge.
I'm going real. Has to be real.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner, and that winner is Lindsay Fulton. They are real. These Cambodian spiders were first eaten out of necessity under the Khmer Rouge regime by the poor. Now they've evolved into a common snack. They supposedly taste like crab.
Yeah,
Lindsay,
right.
Well
they're
done.
Nasty, I bet.
Well done. You are on the board and tied for the lead.
I've eaten crickets.
Yeah. I had a really bad dream about a tarantula
snails.
Last night, ironically.
I've eaten, of course, snails are delicious, escargot.
Yeah.
Snails, delicious.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's weird stuff, man. That is weird stuff. All right, so we'll let you know that the Rockies are up 6-4 over the Dodgers. It is the bottom of the 7th inning. Corey Knebel threw a clean inning or got out of a jam, and now Jimmy Nelson making his Dodgers debut. Runner on first, one away.
He used to play in Milwaukee also, right?
Like he was also a Brewer, yeah. and he's coming off back surgery and had a great spring and made the team as what was supposed to be a long relief situation. Here he is in the seventh inning in a key situation in a very close ball game. I think that the show has been. I'm going to give it a 6. What score?
Oh, you're getting fined. See, you can't talk about the show.
No. I think rating the show is okay. At the end of every day, we rate the show.
Today's show?
Yeah, today's show. I'm giving it a 6.
No, today's show is better than a 6.
What do you give it?
I give it a 7.5.
7.5. Lindsay?
I'll go 7.
7. And Jorge?
Yeah, 7. 7 is fine.
7. Okay, so that's well above average. I'll take that. We're done for today.
Solid 8 on the week, though, right?
Solid 8. Yeah. Oh, it's been a good week. Yeah, yeah. It's been a great week, and we're going to wrap it up in a big way tomorrow as we get ready for UCLA in the Final Four, as we get ready for Dodgers, Rockies, as we get ready for Lakers, Sacramento.
If UCLA beats Gonzaga, is it one of the great UCLA basketball wins of all time? Keep in mind that they've won 11 titles.
I'll tell you tomorrow. Sedano, Kaplan, LZ, I screwed up the order. Sedano, LZ, and Cap next, 710 ESPN.